This is a production of Cornell University.
Good afternoon, everyone. How are you guys? Happy first day of school. Well, for any of us with little kids. Today is Wednesday, September 5th, meeting of the Employee Assembly. It is 12:19 p.m., and I'll call the meeting to order. Are there any late additions to today's agenda?
I just want to talk a little bit at some point about the employee or the supervisory feedback committee.
Yeah, we're going to talk about all of that in the report from the chair, so I'll ask you to throw that in there. I'm going to make a couple of changes to the agenda because we have a guest today from the Cornell Daily Sun. There's a couple of items that we'll need to go into executive session for. So I'm going to move the report from the chair and the membership vote to the last two items on the agenda for today. Okay, so moving right along, approval of the minutes from the last meeting. Does anyone have any additions, changes to the minutes?
There was some changes that Amy already made with the present and absent. So
that's already been changed. So it was moving Leslie to
absent. Bridget, Anton, Vanya, and
Oh, the printed minutes that you brought are correct.
Yes.
Okay. So aside from that, are there any changes, additions to today's agenda? I mean, today's last meeting minutes. No?
I move that we approve them.
Second.
All in favor? This side of the room? Y'all?
Yep.
Good? Okay. Second, I saw this slide. I see him on this side. Okay, great. Then the minutes are approved. Okay. Moving on to the president's address. So the president's address is October 9th. A couple of items on that. Bill, we're all set with Bailey, correct?
Yeah, we'll need to set up a meeting and just go over the specifics.
Okay. And when do you want to do that? Just like a week or two before, or?
In the next couple of weeks. I'll get in touch with Amy.
Okay.
Either
yeah, because then I could just join you guys for the meeting. Okay.
What time is that going to be?
It will be at noon. And I am going to talk with Mary to see if we want to try and live stream that again, if she has, if she will support that again for us. I think that was worthwhile for employees. As I mentioned at the last meeting, kind of what we're hoping that the president will focus his remarks on are the updates to the employee survey, where we are with the committees and things like that. So that's kind of the gist of what he will focus his remarks on. We're also going to invite the leads of each of those different groups that are working on the different components to join for Q&A so that if there are questions, that those leads will be there, hopefully, to be able to answer things for employees.
So Eric knows the communications committee is responsible for publicizing that event, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've done flyers in the past and put things in the popcorn. Did you get a letter from the chair last year about it?
In the paw print?
In the paw print.
We might have done something in the paw print encouraging folks to come, and I can look at that and do that
and
again.
Amy usually makes sure something goes out to all staff, right?
Yep. And it's usually on the events calendar, and I think Peggy gets that featured. Right?
Yeah,
Peggy?
I can do that.
You could do that. Okay.
And we can put it up on the Bailey's
website. Great. Okay. One of the other big things that we have at the president's address is we provide lunch. So I don't know how folks felt about lunch last year. Did that feel, for those of us who were there, did that feel like it was on track? Do we want to do something like that again? Or?
I thought that went really well.
That was great.
The lunches were yummy.
Yeah, I think that went very well.
Okay. So Bridget, would you mind working your magic with those folks again? I think you did that last time.
Yes. Do we want to keep the order the same, except for not so many something turkey?
The something with the Reuben kind of thing.
I don't remember what it was. Yeah. I think we needed more turkey.
More turkey? That's
more turkey.
Okay.
I think it was more turkey and less of ham.
I thought it was like a roast beef with like
roast
a with a with a,
thinking,
a Thousand Island
remember.
Dressing or something. I can't remember exactly.
There
was I don't remember.
They were
oh, sorry. Sorry. Okay. Anyway, so we'll go with those sandwiches. Again, the other piece is that the EA usually gives an award to a person, or for the past several years we've done a group of people. It's an acknowledgement of kind of their work. So last year, for those who were new to the EA, last year we gave the award to the different business service centers on campus for all of their efforts on the Kuali project. The year before that we did all of the first responders with all the crises on campus. So we did the police and environmental health and safety and a bunch of groups that way. The year before that, we did Gannett Health Center for the H1N1 crisis. So we've done kind of some big groups. I don't know if anybody has any thoughts of either a person or groups of people that they'd like to kind of throw out there. We had, I think this one suggestion was the grounds folks.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I'd have to. I can look back and see. I remember grounds is one of them. I think we talked about that last spring, maybe.
The blue lights.
Sorry.
Grounds.
They
probably haven't been recognized for anything.
Mm-hmm.
No.
They
probably love that.
Okay.
The blue light police. They help students come. Are they part of campus police?
I can check. I think that they are. I think most of the blue light escort folks are students. So we really want to make sure that the award goes to staff, because it's a staff award. But, you know, I don't know if that's kind of led by a staff person or not. So we can look into that.
I could check that out.
You're going to check?
Yes.
Okay. Other thoughts?
What about the HR staff that have been diligently working because of the survey on all the various different committees and things like that?
We can throw that out there. One of the things that I was thinking is the different acknowledging the
committees,
all the different committees,
right,
that have been working. The only problem with that is how do we give an award, because everyone is spread. So it's not like with the business service centers.
Right.
We gave one to each unit, and they were able to put it in their unit. So how would we do? I mean, I like the idea. That was my
idea. Maybe would be, instead of the plaque, maybe doing like a certificate or something like that. But I don't know, just an idea.
I'll add it to the idea list.
Without sounding too self-serving, I would like to throw out the Residential and Event Services Office for handling the overwhelming amount of students this year, and trying to accommodate all of them, mm-hmm, and getting them all in by opening and working on that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a really big job.
Okay. Other thoughts?
Yeah, I know that the college is increasing its members, and they all have to go somewhere.
Yeah. Anything else? Do people want to mull some more? And if you have any ideas, shoot them to me, and then we can make a final decision. We can vote on what we have, and I'll go back and look at those other.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember grounds. I can't remember, but I can look back and see who we looked at last year too.
But we would definitely have to have that decided on next meeting. Right?
Yeah, we would have to decide that next meeting so we can notify them and get the plaque made.
Right.
I did mention about the environmental health and services,
mm-hmm,
last year, but you just told me that.
Yeah, we had given to them
asking
as part of that first responder right. group. All right. If anyone has any other ideas, email them to me, and I'll look for those pass lists and send out to everyone so we'll have that before we come to our next meeting. Meeting schedule, I just wanted to let folks know that we've got some guests on our upcoming meetings. We've got Paul Bursick. So he is going to come to our October 7th meeting and specific to talk about benefits. He will address the whole Health Now decision. And he will also talk about kind of what's upcoming for benefits for the 7th. It's on the bottom of the agenda. October 3rd. We're all coming on Sunday. I don't know how we did that.
The third.
So he'll come in and kind of be talking about the new packages that will be coming out in health benefits.
So I'm new, but I'm on the benefits committee, I think, or I was, or am going to be. Is Paul chair of that committee then? I mean, is there anything I need to do pre-meeting or post-meeting?
You would talk to, I don't know if the university benefits committee, I don't think they've had any meetings yet this year. You could...
This is
just him coming to talk to us. We asked at our little retreat, he was one of the people who we asked to come and talk specifically with us, so that's what he's coming to do, and we thought this would be a good time since it'll be right before kind of the new benefits packages come out.
Okay. Maybe there's any follow-up items out of that, then I'm happy to
Okay. October 17th or November 7th, the President and Mary will be coming. We don't know which one yet, so we'll find that out as we get closer. Was Linda able to confirm for December 5th? I've got her tentative on there.
Yeah, it's tentative. I'll talk to you about it.
Okay.
But she's going to come and speak about the 14th.
Okay.
And I know that was something that we had talked about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's tentative, and then we've got Mary coming on the 19th of December. So that's kind of our big push for fall. Which one? Oh, okay, yes, that's right, sorry. In our executive committee meeting, we talked about the fact that our first meeting of the spring semester is January 2nd, and how do people feel about that? Do we want to have a meeting? Are people not going to be back? We could use it as a retreat kind of thing if we want to do something like that. But I don't want to keep a meeting on the calendar and then just have a couple people able to come. It's the day that we return from. That's our first day back from break.
Our place will be a mess.
We can move it to the following week.
Do we want to have a meeting the following week? I see some yes nods. Yes. Okay. So we'll move that to the following week. That would be the 9th.
The 9th, yeah.
9th and 16th.
Right, so we'd go the 9th and the 16th. We'd have two weeks in a row. I'll see if we can maybe get a guest for that January 9th one or one of the two.
And our November meeting, the 21st, is
the day before Thanksgiving break.
Move it or a little bit.
So we could either move it back a week or we can stick with that same date. Are folks going to be here the day before Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
Okay. Are schools in session?
I believe schools. Ours are.
I can't remember.
Mine are one thing.
He's got a trip around there at some point for business.
Maybe we could check in on November 7th if we want to.
Okay.
How does that sound?
I'll send out an email if folks can check their calendar for the November 21st date and see if we want to keep it that day or change it a week earlier. Or we can go actually a week later. We can go after the break. One or the other.
Take five.
Oh, yeah.
Grab food.
Go ahead. Take five.
Turn off the recorder if you want.
All right. So, moving along, getting into the personnel committee. So, Jeannie, I don't know. I don't think you were at. You weren't at the last meeting. So we had talked about the personnel committee a little bit and kind of still needing a charge for the group. I don't know if anybody's come forward with any thoughts on that. Does anybody have any thoughts? So basically, personnel committees is charged with looking at any policy that would affect staff and issues. So last year they looked at the funeral leave policy and made some recommendations, primarily on language additions that would help supervisors better be better informed on and what staff can do if they needed to take a leave longer than the 3 days allotted to you. And this year they don't have something that's kind of popped out to work on, and wondering if folks have any thoughts, if you've heard anything around or just think of a policy that might be beneficial for us to look at.
Well, it's just like a training thing, but with the new way that you log in your hours, all those codes and everything, figuring those out is a lot of fun. Even though they have a link to codes, not all of them appear there.
I do not know what you were talking about.
So,
I don't know if anybody else is, but
yeah,
I have
a new way of logging in our hours. I don't know if it's
in Kronos or
yeah. So all the codes and the drop downs, when I was looking for funeral leave once, it just didn't appear anywhere I looked.
Gotcha.
Or comp time and stuff like that.
If you go to link, they actually have a link to
the explanation. Yeah, I did that too. Yeah, I don't think it was on the list, so HR actually had to trigger it.
I can make a suggestion in general.
Yeah.
A number of policy changes that are forthcoming arising out of the workday implementation. So I think the personnel committee, and you've been invited to some of the meetings where that is being discussed, and so they're going to be vetted in this fall as soon as possible. And I'm involved in some of that, not all of it. So I could work for you and have a personnel.
Jeannie's our personnel committee chair, so if you want to talk with Jeannie and maybe there's something in there that they can be of assistance on.
I think it could be a good assistance to help get out the word, and it could be an educational effort, it could be a training effort, so there'll be a lot to do around policy. So we can work it.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you. If anyone has other thoughts or suggestions that pop up too, for that committee or any of the committees, I know education already kind of has a charge, but other committees, please move them, you know, let me know and we can get them to the right committee. Employee Day. So Employee Day is October 13th, and at the last meeting we decided that everyone who wasn't at the last meeting was volunteered. Is that right?
Yep.
A couple years ago, we did a table at Employee Day. It wasn't overly successful, but the idea has come up again to do one at this Employee Day because of all of the stuff that will come out kind of on the employee survey response, and that they're wondering if we would be interested and willing to host a table, which we thought would be a fairly good idea this time, and wondering if anybody is interested in jumping up and participating in that.
Awesome.
Jeannie?
Yeah, what are we going
to... So we're gonna put together some materials. Hopefully, the REST committee has a communications person.
Okay.
And they'll be putting together some information on the outcomes. One of the things that'll come out about that, which is a partnership with the EA, is our kudos email. That's actually going to go all electronic, and it'll be so we could kind of promote that, and there'll be other things that we can just talk about. And I'd like to ask, you know, other REST committee folks, kind of those group leads, to maybe participate at a table with us. Those employees do have specific questions. But Jeannie, anyone else? It is the 13th of October. It's a Saturday. It is in the, I believe it's the evening around the, at the dinner time.
Mm-hmm. After the football game.
Yes, after the football game, during the dinner. All right. And I plan on being there as well. So.
How many people do we have now?
So we've got...
Could possibly, but it depends on if Ashley ends up with us from me that day.
Okay. Yeah, you can put me down. Yeah.
Okay. I need to check my calendar and I'll let you know.
Okay, that's great. I don't think we need a ton of people, but it'd be great. And even I think if, you know, we don't need everybody at the table, they always look for people to serve food and do all those things. And I think it'd be great to just get our EA name tags on and our shirts and get out there. And actually, Amy, we should get new folks shirts. Do we have?
I have a few left.
Okay.
We can order more.
Okay.
I'll check my calendar. I think I did last year. I'll check my calendar.
Okay.
If that's valid.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we'll kind of work. I know Gemma already has kind of the EA display, and we may just want to put some more targeted information up on there.
And we'll have to work on our dance routine.
You can work on a dance routine.
Flash mob.
Flash mob, yeah. Okay. Other things before we move into executive session. One thing I can throw out there is the United Way is looking for a volunteer to sit on the United Way on behalf of the EA. I don't know if anybody's interested in doing that. I believe they meet once. I can't. What did
every other
this?
Wednesday
every in the morning
at like 8:30 in Bay Hall.
If anybody's interested in sitting on that committee from the EA. Basically being an ambassador, talking to people about the United Way. It's not overly time committing other than the meeting.
Right. You can get as involved as much as you want or as little as you want, from what I understand.
So if anybody's interested in that, let me know. If not, we'll see if we can find one of the folks who were said that they were interested in getting involved from the from our survey. See if one of them is interested in being a rep for us. Other new business?
No.
All right, then I will ask that we move into executive session to do our membership vote and to have the report from the chair. So, thank you.
Thank
if
you
have any questions, feel free to just shoot me an email. And
yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.